time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I've got a couple ladies here with me from Second Chance Wildlife and Rehabilitation. Of course, I've got Debbie Pappas here with me this morning, but I've also got Vicki Kelly. She's coming in to talk with us and Debbie, and we're going to talk about, yes, we do realize that the weather is not cooperating, but spring is right around the corner. And it was really interesting when Debbie called me and she's like, I think we need to come in and talk about this because I experienced this at my house. So we're going to talk and we're all going to learn some information here today. Vicki and Debbie, thank you so much for coming in today.
Thank you, Dave. Thank you very much.
Vicki, we're going to pick on you first because we might as well get started. What brings you to helping, you know, what made you want to go help out there at Second Chance?
I wanted to have a worthwhile cause, and the animals seemed to be the worthwhile cause. When I went in and met Debbie and got to be exposed to the birds, I seen that there's a big need out there for these animals to be nurtured and protected, and they need donations to help out with those protections as well. There's a lot to do to get these animals, take care of them, and get them back out in their environment, and people just don't know the extremity that you have to go to be able to achieve a release of these raptors.
And so let's kind of talk about, you know, she takes care of a little bit of everything, and we're going to talk with Debbie about that. But, you know, you kind of, it seems like you always kind of focus and come back to the raptors, don't you, and to the birds.
Well, that's because, unfortunately, a lot of people, that's what they only want to hear about. But, you know, the reality is there's always going to be people that are in my world that, you know, they know the robins are just as important, the sparrows are just as important, and they require, actually, they're harder to rehab than the bigger birds. They're very much harder.
And while you're there, let's talk about it now.
Okay.
I have experienced this in my house ever since I've moved into it. I get birds in my eaves. They nest. They are there all year long. And I don't mind them. It's the matter, and we talked about this before we came on. It's the matter of I've got to always, you know, watch my dogs, watch my cat, and that around them. And so for their better sake, I mean, I realize it's not now, and it's happening now, and people are understanding that they're going through it as well. If I'm going through it, other people are seeing this as well. So let's talk about why this happens for one thing, and when is really the best time to maybe get up there, close up those eaves, and try and stop it from occurring again.
Right. So, you know, birds are opportunistic, and some species are even more that way, and that's what has made them so successful, especially when you have things like humans that are cutting down trees right and left and destroying their habitat and pouring concrete and no more weed seeds around for them to eat, no more places for them to nest safely. The same with shrubbery. Some birds nest in shrubbery. Some birds nest on the ground but need shrubbery around to protect them. So if all these things are gone, they're going to have to go to man-made things to find the safety that they require to nest. It's not always going to be the best situation, but, you know, there's only so much wild space out there, and if we're taking stuff away all the time in the advancement of humans, if you will, we're destroying their habitat along the way. So we just want to make sure if you're going to trim trees, if you're going to trim bushes, if you're going to do any of that, wait until late fall when birds are already moving and migrating, the ones that are going to migrate. The other birds are not going to be nesting because they know that winter is coming on. And then, of course, winter is always a good time that you could do that as well. The other consideration, it's always, you know, there's always something. There's always something. So a lot of common sense. But in the wintertime, a lot of the trees that have cavities in them, and, you know, if it's a tree on your property, you're aware if there's a cavity on it. But there are squirrels that are in those cavities 9 times out of 10, and sometimes raccoons. And we certainly don't want to disturb them. We want to give them a safe area so they can winter out. They're not in hibernation. They don't do a true hibernation. migration. They will wake up periodically as the weather permits and eat and go to their food stashes. So you won't see them ever going 100%. And it's the same with skunks. But skunks will usually go under sheds. It's a big call I get a lot is skunks under people's sheds. Hey, they've taken an opportunity of you've put a shed there. It's safe for them to dig a hole underneath, and nothing can get them from the top. They're actually really, really smart if you think about it. And you don't want to scare them away because they're not there to bother you. They're there because you've got a space for them to hide. Plus, there's food nearby. They eat mice. They eat snakes. They eat things that most people claim they don't like. Hey, be happy they're there. Same with the raccoons.
And so these are things that, you know, you need to take into consideration when you're doing those sorts of things. And as I told you, you know, they get in my eaves, they're in the awning on my porch. When is the best time to get up there and say, okay, you know what, for lack of a better term, I'm going to evict you and
right.
I'm going to close this off. When is the good time?
Fall and winter. Most people, I get it, and especially if depending on what they're using, some of the things, the foams and stuff, I don't think that they will set up in the wintertime. But in the fall, you can do all of that stuff. And you can tell, you can hear if there's something still in there. But by fall, most of the birds are done nesting, even if they've had two or three clutches through the year. Just seal it up. But the reality is, if we're supposedly the superior species, let's figure out a way to block that off so that they can't get in there. So they're looking for places because they don't have any other place to go. But if you have a piece of your awning or your soffit that's open, don't be mad for them taking advantage of it. Get up there and fix it. And if you don't, and the birds are busy in there and you've got a protected species up there, there could be, besides it just being cruel, there could be some legal ramifications as well, because it doesn't matter. You know, there are some birds that have the same amount of protection as an eagle. So you don't want to just go ripping and tearing and throwing nests out. Again, besides that being a disgusting thing.
Right. So just wait until the fall.
Fall.
And that's the best time to do it. And once again, kind of like we talked about, you'll hear when they're gone.
Oh, absolutely.
Or you won't hear. Let's put it that way.
Right, and you won't see poop on the ground anymore on the outside like you're used to seeing. You'll see all these little giveaways that, oh, they're gone. They're gone.
All right. So once again, we're talking with Debbie Pappas from Second Chance Wildlife and Rehabilitation along with Vicki Kelly. Debbie, if people want to help you out or if they would like to make a donation or anything like that, you are a full 501c3, correct?
Yes, yes.
So what do they need to do?
So all they need to do is contact me. My cell phone number is 435-650-3441. We have a PayPal account that they can go donate. You can Venmo us, Second Chance Wildlife Rehabilitation. Make sure you got the rehabilitation. Or you can go to Facebook and on our Second Chance page, you can donate directly on that. And remember, baby season has already started. I'm talking to rehabbers all over the state, and they're seeing babies come in, including baby owls, it's unheard of this time of year. So we're going to have a very, very early baby season.
All right. So be ready, be prepared, be safe. And if you find something, you know, if you call the DWR, they're going to call Debbie anyway. So you might as well just get in touch with Debbie.
Call me.
And she'll take care of it or tell you what you need to do.
If you have to pick them up and get them off the ground out of immediate danger, don't believe the old wives' tale that if you touch them, the mothers will reject them. That is, there's absolutely no truth to that. So don't leave them on the ground to either A, bake in the sun, or for your dog or cat to come along and eat it. That is not okay. Get them in out of harm's way and then call, and then we can talk you through it.
All right. Once again, Debbie Pappas and Vicki Kelly with Second Chance Wildlife and Rehabilitation. Ladies, thank you so much for coming in and talking to us today. We appreciate the time.
Thank you, Dave. Thank you.
Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.